So apparently our crack investigators were at the restaurant that you claimed that you bought a steak.
Really?
That was not well done.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And the behind-the-scenes investigators that we have showed says that you actually were talked into and enticed to try a steak that wasn't well done.
Okay.
That there was just a couple pieces that maybe you might have, you know, took your incisors. Is that how you say it? Incisors?
Yeah, insiders.
Yeah,
insiders?
No, not the teeth that chew up to the food. you just had a bit of a medium rare steak.
Wait a minute, who was your insider?
I'm Kurt Kronke on WFMD.
Oh, okay,
it was Kurt Kronke.
Yeah,
it was Kurt Kronke.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. So I just want to let people know. So you didn't go for the full steak. Let's be honest. You know?
Okay.
We all know that our insiders
have, oh, I know who the insider is.
Have our back and not yours.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Okay.
That our insiders are really deep undercover.
Yes.
Could have been the person who set the plate down in front of Ryan Hedrick. Could have been the person who brought him the extra glass of water he needed to choke down his steak that he normally gets, which is a piece of shoe leather. Could have been the guy who said in the back who was cooking the steaks, who gets their steaks cooked like this?
I'm a changed man.
Okay.
I promise.
All right.
I promise.
Well, if I come up here, we'll go out and get a steak. And
yes.
You'll have to order it.
I'd love it.
And, of course, pay for it. We'll get Mike Banks to pay for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we will. We will. You do get a...
I don't have a squeaky sound.
You do get an expense account when you come into town.
That
you know,
would
you're
going
nice. To be treated like a star.
That
you're going to
be nice.
You're going to be led from the airport by Sheriff Chuck Jenkins.
Mm-hmm.
And greeted by
Chuck Jenkins. And might be that warrant still might be. I don't know when the expiration date
and,
on
and
are.
Greeted by Jason Lando.
Yes. I like that. Yeah. Or, a group of angry protesters marching down the street. You never know.
Yes. So I wonder, the new police chief taking some time off, and, you know, he has been in office for only a couple of months, but, you know, his vacation may have been pre-negotiated and built into his contract, so I'm not going to fault him for that. But I am going to ask the question, does he have Juneteenth off? And are we expecting any protests tonight in the name of Juneteenth?
I don't know. But I did see something.
Mm-hmm.
Where did I see it? Oh, it was on the, it's true, but I think it was on the Drudge Report. I don't know if I have it pulled up or not.
Mm-hmm.
That it says that because of this, the federal workers get like 44 days off a year now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, I'll have to look it up again because I saw it. And I'm like, oh, nobody's talking about this.
Mm-mm.
44 days off. Holidays.
Yeah.
That's a holiday. That's how many days they're getting off just for holidays. Right there. It's the second little byline. With Juneteenth, it's even hard for me to say
with
that.
With Juneteenth.
Juneteenth.
Federal employees now get 44 paid.
Days
paid.
Off, paid days off this
boom,
year. A year.
Paid.
44.
How you like me now?
What are they all? I mean, I used
I
to laugh
know.
At Linda because Linda was she used to be a federal employee.
Mm-hmm.
And so I used to laugh at her. I'm like, you get Groundhog Day off. And she goes, yeah, ain't it nice?
Just incredible.
Yeah. And then
incredible.
I told her, I said something. I'm like, oh, too bad you work for the university system now. Well, you don't get that paid holiday.
Oh,
she goes,
by the way, I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish your thought. That's rude.
She was like, yeah, I know, right? Why did I ever leave the government?
And so we talk about, public education. And there's an article in the Baltimore Sun today that documents the highest paid Maryland employees, okay? And guess who, like, three of them are?
I want to say one of them's got to be one of the coaches for the University of Maryland.
Yes, Mark Turgeon is the highest paid Maryland employees, making $3 million a year. Brenda Fries, the women's coach in Maryland, is third on that list. And, the University of Maryland has, like, the top 20 highest paid jobs in the state.
Yeah. What's that say?
What right? is going on here? Yeah.
Well, then you realize that somebody's like, well, why is Turgeon? He's just like, it's a college. Well, that's a state college. It's, a, right. it's you know, they get paid by the state. So that's why they're, you know, the highest paid employees.
Hey, Bruce.
But they're not paid as high as Dr. Fauci.
Right. Bruce is weighing in on the steak, said it's not well done. If it's well done, it's not a steak. You know what, Bruce?
Amen, Bruce.
I agree. Amen. I agree. You know what? Again, listen. This is my song today. I saw the sign.
Okay.
I saw the sign.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Diana will start singing again.
I saw the sign, the medium rare steak.
Mm-hmm. God bless.
It's not like the first time I testified, but it is close.
Yeah. You know, Tiffany going, come here, Ryan, take a bite.
Become the big boy. Be a big boy.
Be a big boy. You can do it, Ryan.
Yes. All right.